customer experience department that solely focuses on the customer and their state of mind. Sometimes people are not traveling for the positive things, right? They're not going on vacation. They may be going to a funeral or going to an event that is not, they're not excited about. So you really do have a community of people who are at different places in their mindset.
There will always be somebody stronger, faster, and smarter than you. Surviving depends on your adaptability to change. Those who are the most adaptable are dialed in. What is going on? Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Dialed In to Elevate Exchange. This is a show where we have today's leaders that are the most adaptable to change, technology leaders. So welcome. Bringing out Sonia Bridges. Sonia's had a career focused on delivering value and delighting the customer. Global strategic innovative leader, head of data services, digital transformation, application development, and quality assurance. She's a 2018 DFW Airport Leader of Diversity and Inclusion Award recipient. Let's bring out Sonia Bridges.
Hello.
Sonia, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So Sonia, let's talk about the thing that you are the most dialed into right now. So I know that with the airport, you know, as I kind of led up to this, you know, there's ups and downs. There's good reasons to go to the airport. There's bad reasons to go to the airport. And especially right now with what you guys have seen, let's just get right into the backstory here of, you know, where you were to where you guys are now.
So we are about at 60% capacity to the travel in February. So we are growing. I think we are the number one airport in the world right now as far as travel. So we're very excited about that. And we hope to continue to get back to normal.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Yeah, I mean, DFW is, I didn't know you guys were the number one in the world. That's an interesting fact. I mean, I knew that it was like, you know, from where we are, like that's the airport. You know, that is the airport to go to. So tell me a little bit about how you guys are coping with managing customer experience through these troubled times, right?
Right. So we're looking at basically the what the world is doing, right? So are people traveling? What are their concerns? We're trying to do as many things to instill confidence in travel and being safe. So it really is about the culture as it exists today. And we're trying to respond to that. So we call it being very fluid. So whatever's going on in the world, we're trying to adjust and meet them where they need to be in order to be comfortable to travel.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Interesting. And, you know, you shared a little bit with me during a pre-interview that we had just about, you know, the level of adversity that, you know, usually people go to the airport. More often than not, they're going to the airport for a good thing, right? They're going there to go on vacation. But you know, you said that we're seeing people, you know, they're going to the airport for maybe not so pleasant things, right? And so the spirits are different there, right?
Correct. So, you know, just as any community, right, any city, any environment, you have the pros and the cons, you have the negatives and the positives. Sometimes people are not traveling for the positive things, right? They're not going on vacation. They may be going to a funeral or going to an event that is not, they're not excited about. So you really do have a community of people who are at different places in their mindset. And so as any organization, we try to be aware of those things. Maybe this is their one environment that they need to feel a certain way in order to make it through the trip. So we try to understand everyone's perspective and know that there are different reasons for travel.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So over the last few months, what would you say is the biggest surprise you've encountered?
The biggest surprise? Not much of a surprise, right? We all watch the news. People are very concerned about, some people are concerned about being sick. Some are not so concerned. So it really is a spectrum. We have, just like everyone else, we have those who want to stay safe and then those who feel as, you know, as if there's nothing to fear. So we're trying to make everyone comfortable, and there are really rules and regulations that have to be followed. And so we have to stay within those guidelines, but no surprises. We really know that people are in different places.
No, absolutely. So, but how do you actually do that, right? You can't make everybody happy. We know that. But, you know, how do you attempt to do that? Like how do you attempt to greet and, you know, through technology and through other means, like how do you attempt to, you know, get that customer experience that you guys are going for?
Well, we have a customer experience department that solely focuses on the customer and their state of mind. From a technology perspective, we are responding to kind of their direction, right? Technology, it is very, very important that technology be used to support and shore up the business strategies that they develop. But the whole department around customer experience is focused on the ever-changing need of our customer.
Got it. Okay. So right now in your specific role, what do you think the biggest challenge is? And how are you going to overcome it?
We have several challenges. One, budget, of course, right? So as we know, the economy is suffering and responding in the same vein. You know, we're reducing things to focus on the things that matter, right? And so touchless screens are some of the things that we know matters to our public, right? Clean bathrooms are the things that matter, even pre-COVID, right? So we're trying to focus our spend on the things that make our customers the most comfortable in travel, right? Even on the technology side, that is our primary goal, to implement things that support the business, the traveler in period.
Right. No. Yeah. As you should. So, you know, can you tell us a little bit about like some experiences that you guys have witnessed more recently? Like, you know, how do you diffuse like a bad situation over there? Like, and have you guys encountered much of that?
Well, I'm sure they have from a technology perspective. I don't really see bad situations. You do hear things that, you know, we're trying to keep distancing a priority. And people have been very patient. People have been very tolerant in the terminal. We have support teams out there to make people more calm, right? And make sure they have the right information. We have things like TSA wait time, so people know what their wait is going to be in the checkpoint. That's very important to our customers. And it's a service we rolled out last year that is very beneficial this year. People knowing where to go. So we have wayfinding technology, so people know where to go. And we also have order at the gate, right? So if you're in a rush, you're uncomfortable, go to your gate, have a seat, order, we will deliver to your gate. So services are the things that we're trying to provide to make sure our customers have that, wow, right? This is what I needed today.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So as you think about, you know, being dialed in, being the most adaptable to change, how would you say that you personally and then your organization, how would you say that you guys are rising to that call to adapt?
Just checking in with our passengers, right? And so from my perspective, from a technology perspective, we are trying to understand who our customers are, right? Our customers are very tech savvy. They want the latest technology. They want mobile apps. They want information. They want it real time. And so that's been from a IT perspective, our focus. We want to be cutting edge and bringing services based on the customer's requests, right? What do you want? And we've surveyed our customers. So we understand who our customers are and we know what their expectations are. So we are delivering those services. And so from my perspective, I have a diverse area of responsibility. One, data, right? Data has become, as they say, the new oil. It is very important. And you build systems based on information. And so going digital, managing your data, looking at analytics, and building those apps that matter to our customer. And that's really what my team is responsible for providing the airport.
Okay, excellent. And so throughout your career trajectory, I mean, you started at Lockheed, JCPenney, Hewlett-Packard, HP, TXU, and now DFW. So, I mean, you've kind of been through all these different leadership roles. You've seen leaders come and go. You know, what have you learned, and what are like the characteristics that you are the most drawn to?
Learners, right? I'm a learner. I wake up in the morning trying to understand what do I need to do today. If I don't have the skills, how do I develop the skills? Because really what you knew yesterday won't get you through the day. And so I seek people who want to know, what can I learn today? And it served me well, right? Because I appreciate the things that I've done in the past, but they are past. So I look for, hey, what's going on in the market, right? What can I do to provide those services? What do I need to do to learn? Because if you are willing to learn, then you are part of the conversation.
If you're willing to learn, then you are part of the conversation. I love that. That's great. So, you know, moving forward, in leadership, there's a lot of people that are, you know, unfortunately they're in transition right now. They're looking for work, in the IT field as well. So like, you know, and that's some great advice for them to be learners. But you know, any other piece of advice you might give them right now?
You know, just the basics, right? I think, being able to articulate your skills and your desire, I really value attitude. Right. So if you have the right attitude and nothing is below your, level, right? You know, do you do it all? Will you be willing to do it all? Are you willing to start from the bottom and go back up? Having the right attitude makes a difference because not everyone can be put in any situation. And so if you're willing to do it, then you may have the opportunity that others won't have.
Oh, I love that. It's so true. The attitude, the mindset starts everything before you can be the learner, right? You have to have that right mindset.
Correct.
I love that too. We have a question from the audience. Sanchez says, hi, Sonia. Hope you're doing good. It's a pleasure to hear about DFW Airport fighting this pandemic and being number one airport in the world. Quick question. You spoke about data. Any particular of your pet projects that you would like to talk about?
Oh, I have so many from a data side. Well, we are currently consolidating all of our call centers. I think we have today about 9 or 10, maybe 11 call centers at the airport. And we're building one call center called our Integrated Ops Center. And in it, from a data side, we are pulling together, the purpose of the center is to really manage the entire airport and make sure the information at the airport will be going to the right place and that you have a collection of people in the room to share the same data at the same time. And so my team is responsible for not only making the data available, but creating the visualizations that the entire center will run from. So it's very exciting. It's actually, we consider our number one project at the airport, and the IOC will be open in the March, April timeframe. So it's very exciting. We currently have MicroStrategy as our visualization tool, and we're bringing in Tableau to be the visualization for the new center.
Oh, awesome, awesome. And so that ties directly into customer experience, right? Because the data that you guys gather from that, you know, the more you know about me when I call in or visit, the better my experience would be, right?
Correct.
No, awesome, awesome. So, you know, within respect to that, I mean, that seems to be like the main focus right now, but maybe outside of that or within, what are some of the biggest changes in the tech landscape that have you the most excited right now, or areas, as you mentioned, being a learner, that areas that you're trying to be a learner in right now in particular?
The whole digital space, right? So it's really another name for what we've always been doing, but really creating an entire model for digital at the airport. Very excited. We have a new digital work group that was formed in January. And we're looking at what can we automate? You know, what new systems can we put in? The last system we put in, we actually have a garage center lighting effort. So you're able to see all the available parking spots. It's been very popular at the airport, red or green, and you now know at a distance was available. We've just recently rolled that out for our bathrooms. So we have smart bathrooms. In those bathrooms, you're able to see all of the available amenities within the airport, within the bathroom, as well as it's starting to talk to us. We know when we need more tissue. We know when we need more soap in our dispensers. So creating these types of services within the terminal so that we're able to respond whenever there's an issue in any area. So that's one area. We're also creating bots. We're creating chat bots. We're in the process. Our first tool will roll out in September. And we're looking at creating multitude of chat bots so that you can get your questions answered via chat bot from our website, our mobile app, or even our kiosk.
Oh, yeah. No, I love that. So you guys aren't measuring how many times the toilets are being flushed, are you?
No. But we are doing analytics because one of the number one things that we care about is to make sure that our customers are comfortable. And so keeping the bathrooms clean and pristine is a number one goal. Make sure that we always stay on top of it.
Nice. And yeah, making sure that there's enough toilet paper there too. So yeah, love that. So, you know, data and data analytics, data lakes, data warehousing, there's a lot of like confusion in that space. You know, the more data you have, the better. But oftentimes, the more data you have, like, we don't even know what to do with that data yet. So, yeah. Like, how do you kind of navigate that, right? Like, all this data that you could collect, you're now collecting it. Now, what are we going to do with it? Like, how are we going to make intelligent decisions around that data? Like, you know, what's the process behind that?
Oh, that's a longer conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I will say this, we have a lot of data at the airport. And one of the benefits of working at the airport is we have wonderful partners in the business who are very tech savvy and very much lovers of data and information. So they partner well with IT to harness the data and determine how we're going to use it. We are buying new tools to help us better manage the data. We're doing data catalogs so that our business will be able to identify exactly what the data means, when it means, based on their role, right? But having great partners in the business helps us determine, because that's not an IT role to determine how the business uses it. You have to have great partners.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, no, partners. And when you say partners, you're referring to vendors, third parties, all these all-inclusive, right?
Correct.
Yep. Right. Yeah. And I love that you see vendors as partners. If you see them as partners and you make them more aligned with your business, and you know, they have a stake in the game, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so because of that, they're able to get information from us that helps them better manage their business. And that matters. We want partners to be successful.
Yes. So throughout your career, throughout IT, you know, iteration is part of the process, right? As you go through your career journey, you go through an IT journey, they're very similar. They go hand in hand. And failure is very much a part of it. Like failure is okay. It's actually, you know, that's how fast can we fail so we can get to the next point to succeed, right? Correct. So I say that to say that I'm not calling you out for this, but, you know, throughout your career, or even in the past couple of years, like what would you say is the biggest failure that you or your company has come upon? And how, what have you guys done to overcome that?
So within my first year at the airport, and this is my personal failure, and it was a doozy. It was a doozy. So before I started at the airport, we bought a new mail system. And I started out as an AVP of Enterprise Systems and had never implemented a new mail system. And it was my number one charge, go off and do this. Well, prior to purchasing the system, we were not aware as an airport that the product was not stable. And there were just a lot of hit and misses on my part and the team's part. But the product, we rolled the product out and it failed. We lost email for several days. It was quite frustrating. And, you know, I'm here 16 years now, but for a moment there, I thought I was going to be out within the year because it took about a year to implement that. And we didn't test well. That's one of the reasons I started the quality assurance team to shore up our deliveries, because you cannot run an airport without having reliable email. And we were down for probably close to a week, which is a death toll to any career.
Yeah, I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you're still there. You made it okay. So that leads to, you know, that quality assurance team that you stood up. I mean, they must be a good job. I mean the fact if you fail and have no plan to recourse, and maybe you wouldn't be there, but because you're quick on your feet, you came up with that plan. So tell me about the quality assurance team. What's that like?
So quality assurance team is critical, right? So from a development perspective, the developers do the very best they can. They do a lot of due diligence, but they actually test systems based on how they build, right? Which means that they don't find the issues that a QA team would find. And so my QA team is extremely thorough. They ensure that if we have any issues, they're identified pre-rollout. And so our quality has gone up significantly. Our satisfaction rating internally and externally is because of the QA team's due diligence. So establishing a standard of quality is so important, especially if you're trying to create moments of wow, right? And trust factor with our passengers. Having standards is what my QA team allows us to provide.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Another question from Sanjit. And Sanjit, just a warning to you, man, no selling in the comments. No selling. I won't have your questions up here anymore. But here's a question. So another question. How are you scaling Agile in DFW Airport?
So, okay, that's an interesting question. From a development perspective, we started Agile when I rolled out the BI and analytics team going on 14 years ago. We started doing Agile development maybe 5 years ago. And so the BI and analytics team was a little easier because I started the program, we started Agile. And so the business just adopted to what we presented. But the development team has been around much longer. And so the customers were not used to working with us in an Agile environment. So it still struggles. We have what I would call a Wagile environment, right? So it's not quite what the industry would call Agile, but it's working for us until the business is more mature, because it really is driven by the business's ability to participate. And we can't demand the time that it takes to be a true Agile development shop. So we work around those things by creating more waterfall or RAD requirements, and then more Agile development on the execution side. So it is a hybrid, I would call it.
Awesome. So made me think, did you always want to be in IT, or how did that story kind of progress to get where you are here today?
So in college, I wanted to be a journalist. I love writing. When I was in high school, I wrote a few articles and won a few state awards. And so I thought writing would be my career until I got to college and realized what true journalism looks like. And so luckily for me, my older brother and my older sister all graduated in computer science, both graduated in computer science. So when I decided journalism was not for me, I jumped over to computer science, and I've never regretted it. So I actually started out in the defense, so more of the science side. Did weaponry for Lockheed. We did fighter jets. I didn't get into IT until much later in my career. I think maybe year 10, I jumped into IT, and it's been a perfect fit for me, working with the business side of technology.
Awesome. We asked about your failure. Now I want to ask about your biggest success. This is your chance to kind of humble brag a little bit. Out of all the projects you've worked on, what's the one that you just awards aside, everything aside, but you just feel great about that project?
Wow, I have a lot of projects like that, but I was not so much a project. I would say a mentality. Since I've been at the airport, I started the PMO, started the project management office years ago, because I knew it was critical to have those standards and managing initiatives. I started the BI and analytics team because data was and still is a passion for me in sharing with the business, and the fact that it is one of the largest investments within the IT realm still today and continues to grow, I have personal satisfaction with that. Started the quality assurance team because, hey, quality is job one, right? So I think it's really identifying needs in the business to produce for the business has been one of my strengths, and I'm very excited about it. Application development, I started as a developer. I still feel, personally, I'm sort of still a developer. So anything with a life cycle, in the end, I love, and I've had my hands in. So it really is about what are the needs today. I'm excited today about digital, right? We're getting ready to create this whole methodology around digital, and I want to be a part of that.
I really appreciate that the mentality there, but I can't let you off on that one. Like, what is the specific success, like a specific project? Like, you can pick one of them that you can talk about that, like, you're just like so pleased with how it turned out.
Well, you know what I will say, from the response with our passengers, I will say the TSA wait time. We have gotten so much feedback and appreciation from our passengers on knowing and trusting in the fact that when they go through a checkpoint, which security can be daunting to anyone, that they can look and trust that we have posted the TSA wait times and they know how to maneuver. We also tell you, hey, if you move down to the next checkpoint, your wait is this. And we're moving passengers around based on their comfort level, and we've gotten great feedback. So from a passenger perspective, knowing and trusting that they can get through the security checkpoints has been a win for us, for me personally.
That's awesome. Is that inside, DFW Airport has an app, right? So that's inside of the app or no?
It's in the app, it's on the website. And when you go in the terminal, you can look up and say, I'm at this checkpoint and it takes me 2 minutes.
Nice. And that's a project you were personally behind, and that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a group thing. My team was involved as well as infrastructure. You know, it was an IT delivered initiative. I certainly can't take the credit, but my team participated in on every level.
No, that's great. That's really great. So, if you were in my shoes right now, what would you ask you that I haven't asked you yet?
Wow. Okay.
that gets people every time.
I guess one of the things that still amazes me today, I just made on the 9th, I think it was, of August, 16 years at the airport. And so why am I still at the airport? Right? Yeah. 16 years, because pre-airport, I would move around a lot. 2 to 4 years, I was gone on the next thing. Well, one of the reasons I'm still at the airport, I love variety and diversity of work. Right. I'm a learner by nature. I love challenges. I love being part of the, you know, latest and greatest, but I also love standards. So I've been able to find that at the airport. If you're interested, you can learn it at the airport. And so I really enjoy that.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Starting to wrap up here. Got some questions that are going to go a little bit more specific on, some of the things that you've learned throughout your time. I assume you've had mentors and you've had mentees. A lot of us have. What would you say is like one of those experiences that stands out to you the most, either a mentor relationship or a mentee relationship?
What? I'm sorry, say that again?
With respect to mentors and mentoring others, tell me about an experience there that stands out to you that you've had with either.
So I really struggled the majority of my career identifying a mentor. And I became more of a people watcher than really having a mentor. You know, how do I respond in certain situations? So unfortunately, for the majority of my career, I really didn't have a mentor. I studied people to better improve my chances of success. So I highly value them if you can identify them. I was hired by a CEO that had been at the airport 20 years. And so he gave me an opportunity to do something that I'm still doing today. So I appreciate his leadership and my ability to watch the, you know, him progress throughout his career. So I would say my old CIO, but also my current CIO is someone that really listens. And when you have a leader that listens to you, it really improves the relationship and what you're able to do. So that I really haven't had a formal mentor.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. I like the answer. Would you say you're an introvert or extrovert?
Probably extrovert. I mean, introvert. I'm an introvert.
Introvert. Yeah. I was going to say people observer, people watcher. That was kind of speaking my language. Right. I recognize that with you. I'm like, because I do the same. So I recognize that as well. Like, you know, and that's how I learn as well. Just watching others do. And, you know, it's, you know, you take the best parts from each person that you want to emulate, and then you go, you know, and you experiment with it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Awesome. What would you say is the single best book you've ever read, or what book that you would recommend to others?
So I have two.
Okay.
One is called The Ideal Team Player. One of the things that I value there is that regardless of your position, you're on a team, right? And so being able to lead and being able to follow are really critical skills, and knowing when to do one versus the other. So The Ideal Team Player. And so from a non-professional book, I would say Becoming by Michelle Obama, because it really talks to having a lifestyle of growth, right? And so becoming for me is what I'm trying to do. I'm always trying to become something else and not live in what I am today, but also managing and balancing my life, right? It's really critical if you want to be successful to have balance in your personal and professional life, in your health and your mentality, so that you can be successful. So always know that you are becoming something else. So
I gotta stop you right there real quick. That was a value bomb. Yeah, so guys, if you missed that, that's what that little clip is there for, to remind you. Go back, rewind like 30, 60 seconds and listen to that right there, what Sonia just said. That was an intense value. I appreciate that, Sonia. So, sorry, I cut you off. The second book now.
That was my second book.
That was your second book. Okay, I was caught up in the value of it.
Your team player, the second book is Becoming. Because don't get satisfied. Don't get satisfied in what you know. Always be prepared to become the new person.
I love that. We had another question here from Sanchit. Man, you're bringing the questions. I love it, man. Just keep the sales stuff out of there. Since we are talking about CX, what about employee experience? How is DFW Airport doing in pandemic time for employee experience? That's a really great question.
You know, we're doing well. So pre-COVID-19, we were not into work from home very much. So, but, you know, I have to pat IT on the back. We did a fabulous job getting everyone prepared to work from home. And what my executives are saying is that we are not missing a beat. We're actually working smarter and harder and delivering more. And so it has been a huge win, the work from home program for us. And so we, and the airport itself has been very generous in its approach to going back into the office. And so we continue to monitor that. They continue to have an ear to what the employees are saying. It's been a very positive experience for us.
Excellent. And that probably has to do with you consolidating call centers too. With that, you guys are consolidating amount of apps, amount of screens that your users have to interact with, I assume?
No, everything is being looked at and determined, you know, what's the most appropriate for our season, right? Because these are troubled times, and it's not easy to transition quickly. Right. And we had to do it very fast. We had to be very responsive and fluid to the need. And so far, I would say we have been extremely successful.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. So if you could, this one's going to be a fun question. I hope I don't throw you off here. I might. If you could get coffee with anyone in the world, living or dead, who would it be and why?
You know what? With everything that's going on today, the unrest, the frustration, the challenges just in general, I would say I would go with Martin Luther King. Right. So as I kind of look at what's happening today and our response to it, there are parallels to what happened, you know, 40 years ago.
Right.
What would he have to say about our direction, and what can we do to come together as one? And I would love to have that conversation with him.
Oh, no, I can't. I agree. I mean, I can hardly imagine like what he would think of what has become and what he would do, right? Because he's a great mind. Like what I assume that he would have some great answer, like not the answer, but he would have some great insight and some great direction for us to head into.
Correct. I think so also.
Yeah. And then last question for you, Sonia, what is something you do daily, like a habit or a ritual or something that keeps you dialed in, keeps you on the edge, the most adaptable to change in your realm?
The one thing I think makes me connected is that I listen. I seek to listen. Even though I am an introvert, I can really care about the people that work with me. What do you have to say? What are your issues? And be a great listener. Be a great listener, because that makes the difference in the lives, not only of your employees, listening to your management team, listening to your passengers. And not only just listen, do something about it. Engage them in a new way and let them know you care.
I love that. I guess we have time for one more question, because there's another question here. Sanchit, again, thank you. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? It's an interesting question, because if we'd asked you that in 2015, you'd probably get it wrong right now, because right. So right. Yeah, we all would.
So 5 years from now, I will probably be doing this at a CIO level. Right. Oh. The vice president, CIO, running a multi-million-dollar IT department.
So that's a first step, speaking into existence, right?
Right.
Well, it'll happen. No doubt. No doubt, Sonia. Thanks for listening to Dialed In. This show is brought to you by Acuerdo.io, the world's first orchestration agency for the future of work. Go check us out at Acuerdo.io. This show could also not be put together without great partners, Robin Austin and Casey Yarbrough of Elevate Exchange, membership for IT leaders. And remember, to win in life, to win in business, to win in your career, it's not about being the strongest, the fastest, or the smartest, simply about being the most adaptable to change, the most dialed in.